Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And Walter Kieschel is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Lords of Strategy, one of my favorite books. Walter, thanks again for being here, and I'm laughing because I'm just thinking about how many people out there are thinking, did they even get the irony of Walter talking to Jim Blasingame, a talk show host, about know-it-alls? Do they get the irony at all in this?
Yeah. Well, now you occasionally let your the people that you're interviewing or talking to say something. You don't, and that's one of the ways in which a know-it-all, a self-aware person who might have a tendency to be a know-it-all, can rein in himself. Think about what's the ratio of how much you are broadcasting to how much you're receiving. Mm-hmm. I guess it was former National Security Chief General McMaster. One of the complaints that the military had about him was he was all transmit and not too much receive. Mm-hmm. But another way that you can, if you're supervising or dealing with a know-it-all, is sort of mirror back to them their own behavior occasionally. Mm-hmm. I had a situation once in an organization where I was working. There was a unit that had done a couple, made a mistake, embarrassed the overall organization. The CEO was mad. The head of the unit who reported to me came to me and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. And then she began outlining this draconian set of measures. We're going to put down these new rules. Everybody is going to be monitored on them every 10 minutes. We're going to follow this, follow that, follow that. We're going to eliminate anybody who makes a mistake really quickly, blah, blah, blah. I let her go on for about 5 minutes. Then when she had run out of steam, I just asked her, well, is that the way that you would like to be managed? Mm-hmm. And she and I were good enough friends. She could call me an obscene name in response to that comment, but I think she kind of got the point. Again, you want to encourage people who have that behavior, whether from overconfidence or from underconfidence, to be aware of how they're coming across to their coworkers, and you may need to at times, as you say, suggest, well, wait a minute, David, hold that thought. I want to hear from some other people. Or, Frank, you haven't said anything, but I think you know a lot about this subject. Why don't you speak to David's points? Things like that. Bring
what
it
about, one of the things that I try to do myself is as a person with a strong personality, I admit that, and it's always there. Even when I'm not a know-it-all, I still have a strong personality. I know that. but I try to have some levity about it. I try to, I might say something like, well, there's a know-it-all in the room. This is what I think, and I might just kind of have some fun with it, and just like, I laugh at myself all the time on the show. I'll misspeak on the clock what the time it is. I'll call myself the talk show host who can't tell time, I think that's one thing. If you do have a lot to say, if you can learn how to sort of poke fun at yourself a little bit, it goes down a little quicker. It's helped me. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely essential, particularly if you have tendencies to be a know-it-all and you're the boss, because people are going to be listening to what you have to say and they're going to take it as gospel too often.
Right.
And you're not going to hear what they have to say about things unless you can introduce your opinions or your thoughts with some levity, with some, I don't know that I'm really expert, or I've made so many mistakes on this front before, but let me think you, well, I'll share my bad opinion this time, or something like that.
Yeah, I've had an employee would say, I'll say, why did you do this? Well, you told me to. And I say, why are you listening? And I would say, why are you listening to me?
you want to get into a situation where you may have a great idea and you put it out there, and people, if you're being able to curb your know-it-all behavior, they'll not like it. They'll indicate and they'll say it back to you. And then your response is, well, please give me a better idea.
Right. Absolutely. What do you think?
What do you think? If you put out an idea and then ask for, but maybe that's a crazy idea, let's think of all the ways, things that are wrong with it.
Isn't reality the case, though, that everywhere you go, you're going to have that? I mean, I remember leaving a person in one job that, when one of my early jobs, it was just insufferable. And I got to another place, and it was like his sister was working there, you know. And they seem to be everywhere, don't they?
They do. But you know, if you're going to live and learn, excuse me, work in organizations, you've got to find ways to deal with all sorts of people, don't you?
The ones that I can't handle are the ones who are like that, but they don't really have anything to say. I mean, how many people have you met where they open their mouth, they talk a lot, but they actually never say anything, and there's nothing that you would ever want to repeat or remember?
Well, that's true, and the response to those folks is, let's talk about the evidence for that. Or what do you think makes you think that, Barbara? Or what have you seen that makes you believe that?
My favorite is, what does that even mean?
That's a good one. Though a bit of a put down.
Sometimes you have to put down people. Like, no, really, you have to. Sometimes people, you know, if you're dealing with an aggressive person, you have to deal with them with aggression. Otherwise, they see fear in your eyes. They'll, you know, that you won't have a chance.
Well, but if you can mitigate the aggression with which you're dealing with the aggressive person with some humor or some wit, then you're going to come across better, and maybe even with them, but certainly with all the people who are watching you interact.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with my passive my passive-aggressive nature all these years. Walter Kieschel, thelordsofstrategy.com, right, Walter?
It is. That's right. Thanks
Good
a lot,
job
Jim.
Today. Will you come back soon?
I will indeed.
Okay, thanks.
Be glad.
Walter Kieschel, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun when Walter joined us. I'm Jim Blasinger. Mr. Easygoing. Roll with the flow. That's what they call me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.